Friday, 12:28 a.m., July 31st, 2009, episode number 177 of Yeah Dude. My name is Jonathan. And this is Seth.
We're going to do this thing.
Hello, Seth.
Hey, Jonathan. Thank you for listening to the show.
A lot of stuff to get to.
Tell a friend.
I got to get out of here in like 20 minutes.
You got to do a 60-minute show in 20 minutes.
There are over 50,000 registered sex offenders in the United States
as we speak. At least. Registered sex offenders. So that's convicted.
Convicted fiddle faddlers.
Okay.
You can now get a new app for your iPhone, which allows you to, it's called Offender Locator. Basically, it pinpoints the user through a GPS. It then provides an immediate map listing of all peds that are in the area. You can click on the pin, like on a drop map. It'll open up picture of the dude, address, what they did, so you can go and kill them. So you can knock on their front door.
Hey.
And kill their faces.
Hey, pederast. This is good.
Is this good, though?
That's a little crazy.
I have daughters. That's a gang of information to just be able to bandy around on your app.
My fingertips. It's good to know. I want to know if I'm at a restaurant, if I'm on a first date.
But what's to keep crazies away? They don't give a shit.
No, you can do that anyway. I mean, you could just sit at your house and pinpoint it and drop it. This is for your protection.
But that's more like premeditated, like, I'm going to kill me some kitty fuckers. Like, I'm going to stay at my house.
No, you're missing.
But that's like on a whim. Like, I'm in traffic. I'm going to go kill a peed.
You got to kill a peed right now.
Like, I got to.
It's not that. It's I want to protect.
If I thought about this for 10 minutes, I probably wouldn't do this. But since I can just do it on my phone, I can be here.
It's good for me because at all times, I want to be able to know, like, I want to be safe and where I am. Sometimes I'll just size up a situation and know what I need to be on the lookout for.
We have talked about the fact that Megan's Law, Amir's old place, and
there was a rapist
like directly across the street.
I called my mother and was like, "You need this information." Like, told her, like,
this.
Everyone around her, you have to have this.
I
like it at my fingertips.
I know, wanky, wanky. I guess it just seems a little bit more like this is how you kill pedophiles.
This is how you protect your wife
and
daughter.
Kill pedophiles. This is how you do your part to help kill pedophiles.
You hear that, this crazy new iPhone app?
You have to download this app. It helps kill pedophiles. It's like only $1.99. You just do your part.
It's amazing.
It's like rounding up. And like,
it's such a good app.
You can add it to like the, you can like when you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, they ask if you just want to add it when you buy anything else. It's just another dollar on top of everything else. Now, I want to talk about something that means an awful lot to a lot of people in my world right now. A lot of conversation has been talked. It's a very serious subject. It is not to be taken lightly. I want to talk about polyamorous lifestyles.
I'm puking.
Now, other people call it non-monogamy. There's a lot of words for it. Other people call it old-fashioned swinging. However, the newest sort of school of thought and the difference between polyamorous lifestyles as opposed to, let's say, the swinger lifestyle is that this is ethical non-monogamy. This is devotees engaging in intimate relationships with more than one person, not at the same time, but simultaneously, I suppose. And I guess maybe at the same time. But then that gets into swinger stuff again. Then you're just a swinger.
Not at the same time. Just carrying
simultaneous loving relationships.
Carrying on. Devotees will carry on simultaneous loving relationships.
It is based upon knowledge and consent of all parties involved.
Hey.
Nothing funny. Nothing silly going on. The movement includes recently published books, local get-togethers, creeptastic, poly podcasts, which I'm definitely going to be getting into a little bit.
You hear Jonathan's new podcast?
It's just
his polycast.
It's called a poly. And also there's an online magazine called Loving More.
Jonathan's podcast with his friends, so Douglas and Cynthia.
This is the deal. You can't do this. It doesn't work. We will try over and over again.
Keep trying, don't we?
reinvent whatever this balance that we're looking for is. But basically, I think maybe what it comes down to is this. You can have deep, meaningful relationships while maintaining other ones. But I think at a certain point that if you're... There is just... It is so hard to not turn the creep corner, right?
Creep corner's turned immediately.
It, like, right off the bat, there is no way that you're going to break this down in some sort of system and tell me how it works and why it works, that in the middle of it, at some point, I'm not going to be like, I'm puking.
The second you said poly, I just stopped, my hand up, like, we're done.
And yet, I can theoretically wrap my brain around it. I can be like, I mean, I guess technically... Oh, I don't want to get into that. But I mean, like, I think as a person who's been in a very, very committed one-on-one relationship for a long period of time, now being out of something like that and not necessarily wanting to get into something like that, but still wanting something more than, like, whatever the typical...
A deep connection is what you want. Can you have that with more than one person simultaneously?
I'm a bonder, Seth.
I know you are.
I'm a bonder.
You're a serial monogamist.
Serial polymonogamist.
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me something.
AOL radio?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yes, people, I guess. I don't even know what the radio or AOL is, but yeah. I guess if you combine
there's
them together,
a couple things
it makes
that
a
used
new
to,
thing.
There's these two things used to be called AOL and this thing called radio.
It's these two things that used to be.
Well,
they had a kid.
They had a kid and they have an all Nickelback station. So it would make sense that it would... So people are pretty excited. I was reading some of the comments that people left.
I mean, they don't have a big enough catalog to...
Oh, they do. There's live tracks. There's bootlegs,
covers,
outtakes.
Other bands covering their songs.
Blood on the Nickelback, outtakes. Fantastic. Now I can listen at work. You couldn't do that? Whatever.
No.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. Now I can listen to all their songs without interruption.
Oh, I hate that.
Who's okay? All nickel for no dime. Great stuff.
That's crafty.
Wow. All Nickelback for no dimes. Wow. That's got to be a t-shirt. This will be the best station. That's my favorite.
This
will be the best station. Sweet. Total nonstop Nickelback. Like a dream come true. I have gone through 4 sets of CDs and I'm about to replace them again.
What does
you mean, like records, like the way they were? And then a lot of comments from Serbia. Hey, come to Serbia. Hey, this is Joe from Belgrade. I don't...
Hoping that Nickelback actually reads it and goes like, oh, we got to do a show in Serbia.
Now, this is just because thinking about Nickelback, we talk shit about Tragically Hip and got a call from Ontario. I believe that's in Canada. And the person was agreeing with me, this beautiful young woman, but she was also saying, hey, America, her comment was, are you okay? You keep your shoes on in the house. And she seemed to be... Yeah. I don't know if that's a general Canadian consensus. She's like, you're going to bring that shit from outside in? And I thought about it for a second, but for someone who wears fucking shoes in the shower, I just...
Your shower shoes.
Yeah, my shower shoes, yeah. Which are my shoes.
I
guess people don't do that
in Canada.
You know
what, though? Fuck them. Fuck you guys. Fuck all you Canadians who talked about this week, because the thing about it is the argument is that what about all the shit that you guys, that we get from you guys, all the country music and all that shit? And it's like, well, like, that's on you, dog. Like, you're accepting that
stuff.
Oh,
you don't have to take that in.
You don't have to take that in. Like,
that's coming to your border. We're talking about in-border. We're talking about in-house fucking product.
In-house product.
We're talking about, like, Tim Hortons and Nickelback.
Yeah, like, you can talk shit about the fact that we have shitty shit, but we also have, like, totally awesome shit. And if you're gonna just text me Leonard Cohen all week long as like how that sort of gives you,
oh,
like,
is that what they do?
I mean, well, I got Neil Young. My dad gave me shit about Leonard Cohen. He was like, you know, Leonard Cohen's from Canada. I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
like,
so's Alan Thicke and Jason Priestley. So, like, calm the fuck down.
But, like,
is that what they do? Yeah, you're also sitting in a Tim Hortons. There's a hockey game in the background and Nickelback is playing.
Of the fact that you guys don't have your shit on point musically right now. And
yeah, like, you ever heard, like, Notorious? Like, get with it, Canada. Fuck. I watched an episode of Dating in the Dark this week, and there was a dude from Boston.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know where that is. It's in Massachusetts. And the lights came up on what, to my eyes, looked like a really attractive African-American girl. But the look on his face when those lights came up and he saw this black girl across from him, he didn't do that.
Didn't do a great
job of sort of
recovering,
his obvious anger. And he
dismay.
No, his body, it was like his spine, like, bent, like, very subtly in his, in like a brief twitch. He was visibly shaken. They talked to him afterwards, and you know, I'm not really sure if, you know, because she mentioned that she's really religious, and that's you know, religion can be a deal. That's what you're gonna go with? Like, because up until that point, it didn't seem to fucking bother you one bit. Well, she, you know, she's religious,
yeah, my mother's,
in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's really
from the East Coast. I get that, man. It's just like, crazy. It's like a big thing. Like,
you know, it's wild when you're racist. I mean, religious, and just like life is crazy about blacks. I mean, and just fuck.
No,
no, couldn't really cut it on that one because the camera, although it was on you, we saw your
face.
You saw your body. We saw your spine drop. That's cool. It's just dating in the dark. Don't worry about it. I guess we should have kept it in the dark. Like, could the lights... Ah, well, it's tough.
I have to watch it. I don't have fucking television, dude. Last week, I was like, I can't wait to watch this show.
You're like, I'd love to get in on this.
And then I just was like, I don't know how to do that.
Go to, like,
I would have to come to your house and watch it.
Are there any sort of, like, does Circuit City still exist, or they close those down?
You and Amir are the only two friends of mine, I think, that have, like, regular cable.
Just go to a Best Buy and, like, camp out. Like,
kick
hey, it. I'm looking for plasmas. Hey, what's this? I heard about this. Just sort of post up.
Like a ice blended.
Yeah, this guy comes, like, every week at 10.
According to U.S. Pharmacology and Healthcare Consultancy Group, 50% of American doctors admit to using Wikipedia to get medical information.
Okay.
That's a terrible...
That's a
terrible percentage. That's
number.
A shit ton of doctors referencing something
that's
that...
That's half doctors.
Half the doctors use Wikipedia.
Half doctors use it. Hey, I've got this. Hold on. Like, waiting for this to come up. Ah, it's so slow. What are you doing? Don't
I'm checking
worry
to see what you have.
I'm just looking on things. I'm cross-referencing with WebMD.
You don't want anything that... Yeah, that's worse than WebMD. I mean, that's literally like anybody can get in on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like we could hack that and you're fucked. Oh, you...
You don't even have to hack it. I think you can get it in and then they retract it.
That's
but
what I'm
initially
saying.
It
if
goes
you,
out.
If you're the six-minute window before somebody catches that like... It, like, eczema is not like a brain
not
tumor.
AIDS, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're fucked,
you
dog.
Skin AIDS.
What do you mean I'm fucked? You got it.
You got it,
the
man.
The thing.
See you.
Oof. Didn't know Ebola was still kicking. I have like a hangnail, dog. Hey, doctors, do you go to school anymore? How do you... Seriously. Everything else in this country is completely fucking crumbled, and the criteria for being anything has dwindled down to such a small degree. I suppose being a doctor, it's probably now like a six-month program. Like
they have like a
University of Phoenix, like, oh, I'm a neurosurgeon. Where did you go to school? I did my residency at the University of Phoenix.
Well, I don't know.
It's a four-month program.
I mean, you go around Westwood, and you see like the kids around UCLA, and you see like what is happening out there.
Meaning?
And it doesn't make you feel all that awesome
like,
about like,
doctors?
Oh, this school.
Are you on campus?
Well, yeah. What? I mean, like, these are like, I mean, there's a shit ton of like pre-med fucking kids.
Like
that,
wearing
like,
scrubs?
No, but like that school cranks out so many doctors. And when you get a gauge of who those kids are and you're like, oh, you guys are going to become doctors. Like,
fuck that.
You are fucking
if they
gross.
Ain't
in,
if, they ain't, if they ain't Indian, I don't fucking go to them.
That's your call?
That's my call.
You're, that's it.
That's it. No. Gots to be
all,
Indian.
You want an all Indian health team.
I want to fucking. I want to get nauseous from the curry that's reeking from the room. But I'll know. I'll give up that 15 minutes of nausea for a peace of mind on the ride home. Because those motherfuckers, they hit the books.
They know what's up.
They hit the books.
No, Yeah.
I'm going to trust some fucking kid from Santa Monica that's going to UCLA, like, at what's Maloney's, doing Jaeger bombs?
Like, no, that's what I'm talking about. It's
you're a doctor?
Yeah, you're going to, like, touch my shit later? Like, you're going to gut my guts open and, like, move my heart around and stuff? Yeah,
and then, like, get on the fucking computer and tell me what's wrong with me? Fuck that noise.
So I got to play that, man.
I don't fucking play that.
So I got to keep Amir close.
Keep him close. Why is he?
Well, he's gotten like nothing but like mad Persian, like medical think, yeah. family, like everybody. Craziest.
He's got
doc.
Awesome TVs.
Literally, anything's wrong with me, I call Amir and like he gets like
gets just, you into a specialist. Oh, that's like, my cousin's cousin. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
Is it gonna cut? Don't best. Worry about it. Star Magazine today in the supermarket. Hot summer hookup. It's a picture of Kenny Chesney and Jessica Simpson. That's not a hot summer hookup.
One of the grossest summer hookups.
It's the grossest summer hookup. One of the grossest summer hookups of all time. Hot summer hookup. No. That's gross.
Is it real?
I don't fucking know. I hope so. I mean,
it's just such a weird like
it's
move.
It's a hot summer hookup.
I mean,
he's got a hat on. It's not a helmet. It's not a football helmet. It's a cowboy hat. But
how
it's still...
is it that the people that used to be the people that would only have like 2 weeks of that kind of harnessing fame, even though it was completely and totally
unwarranted,
to now taking it's having just... had that ever happen to you being enough to sustain
10 years?
Your
I no fucking idea.
Where did that happen?
Kim Kardashian is like a humongous celebrity. I have
no concept.
No concept.
No concept.
And that will last inadvertently. The trickle-down effect of that will probably go till 2016.
Yeah, no, she'll give it like a Lifetime Achievement Award to somebody at like an Oscars or something. Yeah. You'll be like, how the fuck did this bitch get up here? Like, she is 42.
You're still in the mix? Yeah, I am.
Ray J, still there.
I'm still in the mix.
What?
Exercise daily. Walk with the Lord.
All right. Those two things.
That's my exercise.
Those are that's it? That's all you do?
You look like you're in terrible shape. I'm walking with the Lord. You mean you're like hitting the gym and what are you doing? What's your cardio? You're hitting the shake weight? Like, what's your story? No, I'm walking with the Lord. I'm exercising
daily.
That's
my regime right now.
That's my
training with
regiment
the Lord.
Right now. I'm training for a big fight that's coming up. I'm walking with the Lord.
Really? I think.
You working glutes, lats? I'm walking with the Lord.
I mean, technically, if you could walk with him.
If he was your trainer?
Well, I mean, they say that running and walking, that basically, time-wise, if you can walk the same amount of time that you run, it's the same amount of exercise. So technically, if
that
you could hang
while,
with
huh?
the Lord for a, I mean, that's a long-ass walk. I mean, that's an eternal, all-time,
okay,
time-space walk. So, I mean, that's a shitload of walking.
That's incredible cardio.
That's a gang
who's
of cardio,
training you?
But just in
you,
an
who's
extrapolated
your
sort of.
You're Freddie Roach? No, the Lord. He's training me for my...
What do you think about the name Lord as a person's name?
Don't
like
play that.
Lord Romitelli.
Don't play that.
No?
Nope. Don't play that.
You think it's...
I think it's...
Boisterous.
I think it's boisterous. Yes, thank you.
You think it's a lot of ballyhoo.
A lot of ballyhoo.
No, I mean, do you think it's like... What is it? Is it too like... What's up?
It just don't work.
Lord is a fresh name, though.
No, it don't work. No? Does anybody have that name?
No, gang of people have that name.
For real?
Yeah. Gang of cool-ass people.
Gang of cool-ass people I know over on the west side.
Some cool,
really?
Some cool cats I know. They all got right. that name. Some real cool cats.
Did you know that gas at all gas stations is the same shit?
What do you mean? It
it's
comes
all
from
the same
place?
It's just all the same gas.
I didn't know that.
You right?
It has to be like... three different places it comes from.
No, it's like it's like basically all the same gas.
Okay.
Weren't you sort of under the impression that like Shell had like was like
Shell gas and
Shell gas, like Coca-Cola and Exxon.
That's, my understanding is still that 76, like Union 76, still has the least amount of additives bullshit.
They throw some like little cutie things like Tecron and all that bullshit, but it's so negligible.
It's nothing.
You're getting gas. The same gas whether you're going to those super low rent gas stations that have no name, that are just like, is this a gas station?
And there's nothing to be said for the actual facility not delivering like whatever, like filtering properly and like dirt.
No,
and
no,
shit
no.
Getting
it's
in. It's all
crap. Truck picks it up, goes to six different places.
All right, there you go.
They make their money inside convenience. That's where the money is in a gas station. Amenities, if you will.
Well, because otherwise,
corn nuts.
You're saying that the profit margin. I mean,
it's so like small. They make like 10 cents a day. They make all their money on fountain sodas and Diet Red Bull.
Right, which is why any place that doesn't have one of those, every single gas station in this city right now is tore up.
So
that doesn't have one.
It's so tricked out,
all
too.
All these mobiles and all these ones that just had these little shops, they've all gotten fucking, all fenced up right now.
I got like a massage and sushi at a gas station last week.
It's also impossible to find diesel gasoline in this city.
Is it really?
There's not... That, I mean, there's a shitload of pumps, but you just realize that there are so many gas stations and a lot of them don't have diesel. And it's just when you happen to be looking for one.
What about diesel jeans?
That there's at every that gas station. In Los Angeles, there is a pair of diesel jeans for sale at every single gas station, I think. It's either that or True Religion jeans, one or the other. You can get a pair.
And they're doing a gas.
I saw a homeless dude in Santa Monica the other day that was just... Totally homeless. Fully fucking homeless.
Hey, how homeless are you?
Like,
wicked homeless.
Just like
no chance of a home.
Fucking no way.
An apartment, maybe. A home, never gonna happen.
And like t-shirt, filthy hands, filthy arms, backpack, beard, matted hair, just everything. Underwear. And then on his body, like hiked up to basically like just below his cock and ass, were like an 8-year-old girl's pair of True Religion jeans. Shorts. Jean shorts. They came to here. They were literally, I'm not kidding you, the waist on them. I walked behind them for like half a block. I'm not kidding you. The pockets, there was maybe an inch between the two pockets. It was the tiniest pair of black True Religion girls shorts.
This is
and
terrible.
And he managed to get them on to...
No, he managed to get them off somebody. This is terrible. Did you contact local police stations about the size of... She was about this big. Oh, yeah.
That was two months ago. That's her.
Yeah, Samantha.
Shit.
Fucking dude.
I'm sorry. I didn't think.
You're
I was
so
just
like those are crazy jeans, dog. Yeah, Jonathan. Like, they are crazy jeans. They came from someone. Who they belonged to originally, which was a 12-year-old girl.
Who no longer needs them.
Yeah. Being dead.
Who's no longer in need of them.
Not being here anymore.
Being that she's no longer
with us. Hey, man, those are dope. Where'd you get them? Can't tell. Special store. Ah, oh, shit. Late. Special store, Jonathan? Fuck.
Oh, boy. Also, UCLA, speaking of medical students, they've also released their latest edition of the slang dictionary that they put out each year.
This should be...
It's awesome because they're helping us guys, us older guys out.
Old
just
guys.
Keeping us up to date on things. You know?
What the kids on campus are talking about.
This year, new inclusions, booty call, chillax, crossfaded.
I love that.
Sister from another mister. Never heard it in my life. I would slap somebody if I heard somebody say
that. Hey, girl.
This is my sister from another mister.
Get wanky. 3-3-3-4-8-1-4-4-2-2.
Off the heezy. No idea what that means. FOMO, which is FOMO, which I had to look up. And by I had to look up, that means I made Seth look it up before the show. It means for us, by us. No, it means fear of missing out. And which means exactly that. Like, oh, he's FOMO'd about the party tonight. Like, oh my God, I gotta do all this stuff. Anyone seen my True Religion shorts or are they?
This party's off the heezy. He must be FOMO. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just chillax, man.
Chillax, man.
Maybe you'll get a booty call.
My booty call's going to be here. He's going to have the Jimmy hats. I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, Obama, which is not like Obama. It's the fact that that's somehow been turned into a slang term of just like,
oh, it's so
Obama
rad.
About it. Like,
it's so rad.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
It's so Obama, man.
Ace that test. He's so Obama. What do you mean he wears like mom jeans and can't pitch? What the fuck does that mean? Psh, so Obama, man. Like, no.
And
no.
Then also Mija and Papi Chulo.
I like those.
Which is good.
I like those. It's about time.
Yeah.
Started incorporating.
Getting that in there.
Terms I've heard at my local quinceañeras.
Fuck, man. You guys, man.
You
UCLA,
kids,
huh?
You fucking kids got it good, don't you? You got it real good,
don't
you?
I don't know what the fuck is going on. I mean,
hey, chillax, dude. You know?
You know,
it's like a, just, yeah, yeah. Hey.
Also, in other college news, Princeton Review, top 10 party schools. This just released.
Listen, if you attend any of these 10 schools,
we'll be coming
there to party. The toll-free voicemail number is 888.
The party line.
842-2357.
UID college party
Maybe
line.
Maybe you could just call that the party line. Hey, you kids might not remember live links or what a party line is.
Yeah.
But
you guys remember party lines?
Three-way, 888-842-2357. If you attend any college, let me know what happens there.
If you attend college.
But if you attend one of these 10 colleges and you think that you should have been higher on the list.
Holla.
What's up in there?
Number 10, UC Santa Barbara.
They party,
but I always put them higher on the list than I. Every year, I'm always like, they've got to be in the top three. And
maybe
because
so much weed is infiltrated that the party level has gone down just a touch. Because these other schools are just more. Well, I guess there's weed everywhere, but there can't be any more weed than there is in Santa fucking Barbara.
No way there's more weed there. There's definitely more weed in Santa Barbara than there is at a school in the East Coast, for sure.
Like, and so maybe the weed takes it down a touch.
It just slows it down a touch.
Yeah. Just enough to get you down from like 5 to 10.
You're just not like doing
you're
crazy jello. Fucking, you know, you're like CrossFit.
You're like Bo Jackson. You CrossFit.
Number 9, Florida State. Number 8,
definitely.
University of Madison, with Wisconsin.
They're always in the mix.
University of Texas, number 7.
They fucking Matthew McConaughey parties. Well, number, not anymore. But
number 6, West Virginia. Number 5, Ohio.
Yeah.
Number 4, University of Georgia.
It's basically these. It's football. It's college football and like in roofies and Saturdays and really, yeah.
Number 3, University of Mississippi. University of Florida, number 2. And Penn State, number 1.
All right.
Now, Penn State, which we were just being told, the reason it has something to do in part with the size of the school.
Enormous.
And its location, which is
in the middle of
fucking
nowhere.
No fuck. So, I mean, I guess I would guarantee you that, like, people in New York that go to fucking NYU party crazy fucking hard. It's just that they're not partying on a campus. They're partying in an awesome city. You can't tell me that people... Dude, everyone I knew that was going to fucking... They were, like, strung out on drugs. Like, they were, like, shooting dope. Like,
no, I'm still going to go with these, like, just...
Just in there, like...
There was... University of Iowa was later on the list, and I know people that went there. It's in Iowa City, and it's just... It's so concentrated
nothing,
to just, like...
This is all we're doing.
And
this is all
fuck.
We have. Yeah. It was, like, my boarding school.
Fuck, man. I missed out on that.
It's just like, when you get that kind of freedom, and then there's nothing else to do. I mean, what the fuck else are you supposed to do? You're going to just get drunk and have crazy fucking sex.
Fuck, man.
But it's the problem with it to me is still it just seems like the
What's
girls'
the possibility?
Fare so much worse than the
Can
guys.
Can I 21 Jump Street it and get some sort of fake documentation and go back to college?
Like Rodney
Dude, if I walked to college campus right now, you in a million fucking years, you'd just be like, who's this guy? I'd be like, hey, man. I'm Joe.
I'm on my master's.
I'm Joe.
Yeah.
Sup. If I only knew then. Could I go? Can we do that? Can I go back to school?
I could.
Could we go back to school?
You want to go back to school?
What if you and I were fucking roommates at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and lived in a dorm? Oh, that's, there's these two new guys. It's Joe and Josiah. They're new. They transferred. They live here. Sup.
Why didn't Sup make it into fucking UCLA?
They don't fucking know.
Now, I don't think...
Hey, you got a birthday coming up this Friday.
I do.
You ready for that?
I'm playing a show the night before, a couple of nights before, and then
I think I'm getting a tattoo. But Friday. You sure you want to get inside the lip? Why don't you get it on the fucking...
I think I might do two things, but...
Okay, now we're talking.
But I do believe the inside of the lip is happening.
You think that's going to happen straight Papi Chulo style? I think I've sort of already committed
to sort of doing it, and I actually believe that there's other people that have committed to getting it as well if I got it.
There's something about the just the... What is that called?
Forearm?
Inside. It's just where it's just like, bam, sup.
It is bang sup.
Well, it's bam. It's yes. Well, it's bam sub. It's also bang sub. I don't know if it's bang sub.
It may be bang sub. I don't know if I'm totally sold on anything that I think that I'm ready to have there that I think embodies something about the show that and whatever else. I don't know exactly what that would be there. Whereas I know
it would say in the white man
Calder flute playing wind,
and then under it would say, oh yeah, dude.
I'm not afraid of that.
You shouldn't be afraid of it.
I mean, that's not something that is...
Is that something that scares me?
No, that is not something that I have not envisioned being on my arm and felt okay about.
Police in Lawrence, Indiana, they picked up a drunk and disoriented Asian man. Oh, they brought him in for booking. He was totally compliant, simple man. Instead of filling out the paperwork with the standard legal name of John Doe... They thought it would be funny to call him Jackie Chan.
That is funny.
So they filled it out and called him Jackie. And unfortunately, he's a somewhat famous Chinese refugee who just arrived in the U.S. after spending 17 years in a Chinese prison being tortured for throwing paint on a picture of Mao Zedong. The group that brought him here... were unable to locate him because he has no ID on him. And so as they were going around to local hospitals and jails, they couldn't find any John Doe because, as we just determined, he's Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Your problem is you need to be looking for Jackie Chan.
Oh, you're looking for your friend John Doe? He's Jackie Chan.
Yeah, here's your ish.
Here's the problem.
There's a slight crosswire that happened.
Do you know Getty Watanabe? Are you familiar with his works? You can IMDb him. He's in a prison in Lawrence, Indiana. Get it?
Oh boy.
Done Asian. We got him. Couldn't find him.
Couldn't find him.
Oh well. That always happens.
Well, that's what you get though, you know?
That's what you get.
That's what you get. You get out of prison, you come here.
That's what you get when you get tortured for 17 years and you come to America.
That's what you get.
That's what you get.
What's up?
That's what you get.
Welcome back.
For being from the same country of like 4 billion people that kind of are like that.
Maybe kind of sort of like
kind of like
probably
that.
Not even from the same country. Not sure really, but
so
okay.
Good. Yeah, we don't even
matter.
Know. We,
not totally
we never
sure.
Determined where Jackie Chan was from.
I think he is from
Singapore, Taipei. I don't know if those things are all fucking related. I don't.
Yeah. No, it's like...
You know, I don't go west of La Cienega, so how the fuck am I supposed to know...
I think he's from Taipei. Pretty sure he's Taipei.
Are you Taipei?
Taipeian.
Oh, you're Taipeian. You speak Taipeiese? It's a beautiful language. It's a romance language, right? A
lot of different dialects they have.
There's so many beautiful words in Taipeiese. Do you know they have 60 words for love in Taipeiese?
UID, 60 words for love in Taipeiese. Evolutionary psychologists have come to the conclusion that women are getting more attractive while men, at best, are staying the same.
Probably true.
Definitely true. At best.
At best.
Because.
Maintaining a low, low status quo.
There's less pressure on men concerning their looks. Regardless of the attractiveness of men, they have the same number of children. In contrast, these new, more beautiful women have more children than their plainer counterparts.
Hey, Jane.
However, also, there's a higher proportion of their children being female.
Okay.
In turn, those girls then grow up even more attractive and repeat the cycle.
Of beautiful, super beautifuls.
And all women. We are in a species war that will ultimately transcend all race wars. It will become men against women. That's what this planet will...
Isn't it already? It's that already, isn't it? As far as I'm concerned.
Sorry. It's going to get worse, though.
It's going to get
sexual
violent.
Politics
my understanding,
between man
though,
and woman.
My understanding about it, though, is that scientifically speaking, that a female egg, I've said this before, that in a laboratory environment
setting,
that basically a female egg can fertilize another female egg.
You lost me.
I swear to you, it's true. That basically a female egg can fertilize another female egg. I've understood that to be true for a very long time.
Work in the word zygote and I will start paying attention.
Thus, the chromosome
in
a female situation where female and female are fertilizing each other, the result is always female.
Where does the hymen come into play?
If there's light, heavy to light, moderate hymen play.
Does the hymen touch the zygote? Is all I need to know.
I'm telling you, they are hotter.
Oh, there's no question they're hotter.
They're definitely hotter.
Have you left the house at all in the last 2 months?
Which means that they're already, like, taking
they're
over.
They're a super
like,
breed.
They're running the show.
They're
I
a
think.
Super breed. And they wear tank tops and short shorts. What are you going to do?
It's so crazy lately.
And what are you going to do?
But
I dudes, think... like, they don't know what the fuck's going on. They're walking into shit. It's tough. It ain't easy.
Oh, man, they are dressed so bad, these guys. I'm telling you, dude, this is some dark days for men in their clothing.
Really?
It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up. It's so far beyond like, oh, this is hip, so you're doing this right now. This is psychotic. They have somehow, in this crazy world of branding and everything, managed to make you think it's okay to wear like
Skechers,
Toyota jacket.
Yeah.
But like not like because I'm a Toyota enthusiast, but because
it fits.
Because it fits and it says Toyota on the back. And I don't see the back.
Hey.
I drive a Ford. Like,
it's cool.
What are you doing? Like,
it's cool.
What are you,
hey, these Lands End chinos fit.
These pants
don't
these
worry
guys
about
are
me.
Wearing. The
they
shoes,
don't fit.
The fucking
they
Merrill,
don't fit.
Those fucking webbed Merrill hikers, those slip-on ones, the like aqua boat sort of Teva meets... Sketcher meets
croc. Slipper meets nap. You don't like it. You say these dudes
the toenail issues.
Off.
I mean, there is like fundamental fashion hygiene issues.
There's
with
that,
the
these
male.
Issues.
And I'm telling you, it's worse in America than it is anywhere else. I'll go on record and say the dudes here
these
have more to fucking explain than any other dude on the fucking face of the
these
earth right
now. These
are
bold statements.
They're dressed like shit, dude. They are dressed like shit. You look like shit.
They
you
golf.
Don't look goofy.
It's
because
they
look
golf.
You look like dog shit.
They
your
spend
shit
all day on the golf course.
Up, top to bottom. Nothing makes any sense right now.
It's all off.
Nothing's happening the way it was ever intended on happening, and none of those things were intended on happening together in the first place.
Have a good one.
It's crazy.
Have you ever heard of eating Vaseline for a sore throat?
No, that sounds gross.
Putting a little Vaseline.
Not in, vapor rub?
No, Vaseline.
Inside. Not vapor rub on
it.
The outside.
No, vapor rub just.
Ice cream, paint, ice cream, sorry.
Vapor rub just on my feet and I put my socks on just so.
Right, chest, you know. Chest, feet,
chest,
bottom
feet.
Of feet, chest.
Chest, feet, surgical mask. You know, when I'm.
I saw my first black girl wearing a SARS mask walking down the street, like in like a. My this is my like.
Black people can't get swine flu.
No, I'm saying, but in a. In like a. But I didn't say swine flu, though. I did say SARS, didn't I? So what are we talking about? Because
the H. I'm talking about how the H1N5 is blown up. So, remember we talked about it, then it went away, but
went
apparently
away
now everybody has it again.
The swine flu. But...
You're talking about... It.
This girl was in like a Lakers outfit with like a Lakers colored like mask that like, no, I wear this on the street because I don't want dirty ass germs in my fucking mouth.
Sounds like my kind of lady.
But it's the first person I've seen, a black woman,
okay.
It's the first non-Asian I've seen, I think...
Ever.
Except for like crazy bicyclist germ freaks who you're like, hey, yoga weirdo, like,
yeah.
Like you just wear that when you ride a bike because it's a filthy city. But like walking down the street,
living her life.
Kid, husband, like mask on, like, what's up?
She could have a compromised immune system. We don't know.
No, I mean, it's either what? You're trying to keep them, the germs in, or you're trying to keep the germs out, right?
Or you're trying to keep them from coming in.
Always.
Always.
There's no one that puts one of those things off on their face.
No.
Going out in the world saying you get, I've got some bullshit going on and I don't
want to
inflict this on the rest of the world. This is a simple woman with
her family. She's got her UID life helmet on, and the new version of the life helmet comes with a very convenient mask.
Comes with cum in it.
Let me talk about security and safety. I was watching Good Morning America. They had their security expert on. And he went to an upscale hotel in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, God.
And he showed just sort of how one can just blend in and
steal,
circumnavigate and kill.
And kill. Yeah.
So he starts roaming the halls. He's just totally kicking. He's normal, just a normal dude, like walking down the hallway. And a maid is coming out of a room. He's like, oh, hey, how you doing? He's got a 20, and he hands her a 20. He's like, my wife, she's going to come back. Can you just, I know that you're going this way, but can you just jump across and do my room really quick? Just do that one right now, just before my, oh, yeah. So the maid is like, oh, I could, you know, I can jump across here. Opens up, goes in. When the door's about to close, oh, I'm so, so sorry. Hold on. I forgot. I got to grab something. He goes in total cash. Takes out a phone while she's cleaning. He's talking like it is. Oh, yeah, we're going to have the meeting. I just get him. And just takes all of the stuff that he's already been put in there and, like, takes everything. Thank you so much. Boom, walks out. Another one does the same thing.
Sweet.
Goes on, picks up. He takes the extra room key, calls down to the concierge from the room. Hey, this is room, you know, 112. This is what players dwell. No big whoop. Can you pull my car around to valet? So they see he's calling from that room, and they pull out a Jaguar, and fucking fool, like, jumps in the Jag, like, Lana Fruits, and, like, just drives away in what's now his car. Then he's in the stairwell. He takes out his duffel bag, takes his clothes off, puts on a bathrobe, takes out a gallon of water, and, like, pours water all over his head, and comes, like, running, whoa, whoa, hey, 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 oh, I locked myself out of my room, and the maid sees him, he's got soaking wet hair, and he's a bath, I just locked myself out of my room, I'm such a dummy, such a fucking dummy, and, like, opens up a room for him. The guy just went, like, hog wild for, like, 4 hours, just stealing everything in this fucking hotel.
Hey, amazing.
It's amazing, in an upscale boutique hotel in the Buckhead section of Atlanta. Hey, what's up? It's cool. I'm just waiting for Luda to pick me up. And in the meantime, I'm going to steal
everything
in this fucking building.
There's no way. It's constantly, like, to me, the proportion of people being in a place and the amount of people working there now is so out of whack that it is, like, barely controlled chaos at any given point. I think at any given time, anywhere, I'm just like, There is nobody in charge.
When my mother was here, we went into a Home Depot on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and I was like, Mom, I don't think anybody works here. I think someone opened the doors and up and then went home.
Yeah.
And now it's just you and I and all this fucking lumber. She actually did that. She was very quick and very efficient with that.
Self-checkout, man.
Yeah. There's no one in this building to ask anything.
No, I mean, there's nobody working anywhere.
Nobody works anywhere.
Dude, I'm not joking, though. Like, nobody works anymore. Like, there's people that have just lost their jobs because shit's all fucked up. Then there's people like me who just gave up and just was like, I'm just not going to do this anymore. Like, I don't want this anymore.
I hate this.
I'm done with this.
I'm so over this.
But when you go in and you see lines at, like, the post office and places like that where you're like, there is a defined ratio that is not being adhered to here. I mean, there is just a 1 to 10, a something you guys should be going on right now, and this is not happening.
Like fucking me at the Arclight for fucking Bruno, midnight showing, 36 people at 10 minutes to midnight trying to buy a ticket in one fucking kiosk open. Hello? What the fuck, man? Gabriel, like, screaming at the manager, are you fucking people looking? There are 30 people trying to buy movie tickets at a fucking movie theater that takes 9 minutes to buy a fucking movie ticket because everywhere you go, again, they ask you 60 questions.
They pull you over to a fucking kiosk like building a kitchen at IKEA or something, trying to buy a ticket.
Can I have a single shot of wheatgrass? You want a single shot or a double shot? Pretty much looked you dead in the eye and said that to you.
So then here's the deal with that, because this is something that is now across the board, happens everywhere I go. 9 out of 10 times that somebody behind a counter asks me initially, hey, how you doing today? What can I get you?
Hey, guy.
The first time I say, what can I get you? They are not listening. It takes them so much to do whatever their corporate handbook says to say to every fucking customer that they're still like like brain lull of having delivered that line super unnaturally and not comfortably at all. That when I say my awesome drink that you just asked me if I wanted, and I'm like, yes, I do. There, I see it. I'm like, I'm repeating this drink in 35 seconds. Like, you're gonna go all the way over there. You're gonna get to the cups, and you're gonna turn back and look at me and be like, are you getting it iced? Right, iced. And then
was there coffee in that? Where are we? Is this a Jamba Juice or a Starbucks? Have a single shot a week, a single or a double? Well, that's crazy because I just said the first word.
I only said that.
Oh, you want an oatmeal? What did it? Well, I do, but I haven't got there yet.
I'm not mad at that Starbucks oatmeal.
No, I'm a.
I know, but I'm not mad at
Jamba Juice because I got my steel cut. But they fuck with me. Hey, you can get a sandwich. You get a sandwich if you had $2.50. No, I'm cool. Hey, you got an email? Because we're doing. Will you shut the fuck up and make the wheatgrass that I asked for 10 minutes? What is the deal? I can't.
It takes
20 minutes to do fucking anything.
It's crazy how long it takes to do anything.
Why have you, I've asked for one thing. You've asked me 7 questions since then. How the fuck is that possible?
It's true.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. This is fucking crazy. Because I'm now ordering a wheatgrass in my Starbucks because I've totally like.
I'm done.
It
like,
doesn't.
It's so crazy though. It's so nuts, man.
It's gonna be all right.
Thursday through Sunday, August 6th, 7th, my birthday.
Okay, perfect.
8th and 9th in Michigan, the 10th annual Gathering of the Juggalos.
Come again?
The Gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, is that again that came up? Flies like that. Oh, God, we're just at the 8th.
I mean, it just feels like yesterday that we were at the 8th. The Gathering of the Juggalos is basically Insane Clown Posse, a.k.a. ICP. They're like fucking like crazy like fest that they throw this year. Okay, just to give you a little bit. Quote, if you've never been to the Gathering, this is the motherfucking year to go, bitch boy. Grow some fucking balls and get there. The 4-day blowout will include performances by Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice, Guar, and Coolio. Also, midgets, motocross, carnival rides, food, seminars, ninjas juggling fire, dudes on stilts, wrestling, wet t-shirt contests, Pauly Shore, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and J.J. Walker. What's up?
How's your festival?
How's your 4 hits of acid that you just took when you, like, got into O'Hare and then are, like, going to your, like, 4-day fest?
Yeah, like, oh, we got a 3-hour drive.
No, how about Gathering of the Juggalos?
A little bit.
Kind of like Burning Man.
I'm just going to catch Guar, run over and watch Jimmy J.J. Walker do some stand-up, and then watch a fucking wet t-shirt contest. It's my weekend. I'm gonna camp out. It's in northern Michigan. Hey, 14-minute fucking infomercial.
Oh, I said O'Hare. Sorry, I thought I was in Chicago.
What is it? Michigan.
It's gonna take me a little while to get
there. No, you probably. Dude, there's no airport
in Michigan.
When I get
into O'Hare and I drop 4 hits of acid and attempt to get to a festival in Michigan, it's gonna be the best weekend ever. I mean, that shit is like.
Dude, they don't have a Starbucks in Michigan. They obviously don't have a fucking airport. You probably do have to fly into like.
Yeah.
You gotta fly into Tallahassee and then you take a bus there. Fuck, man.
Oh, no. It's fucking crazy. Also, people that. I've had tics before.
For real?
I've said this on the show. We don't need to get into it. I've had more than one tic on my body at different
points. Oh, you're at the beach. You grew up at the beach.
The beach tics.
You have beach tan.
It's vacation tics. It's different. No, like living fucking dirty hippie style in Arizona and like when I was a kid in Malibu, like being like a weird like
the beach.
Yeah, the beach. I get tics.
Did you see on the Sci-Fi Channel Malibu shark attack?
No.
Where a tsunami brings in what we thought were extinct goblin sharks, and they literally take over your fucking boyhood home. Like MLO. No.
No.
It's a fucking Malibu shark attack. That's a pretty good movie. That's a Sci-Fi Channel. They do some quality shit. Acting impeccable.
Yeah. A lot of
Impeccable acting and special effects are just amazo. Unbelievable. That literally watching this movie, it's the kind of thing, the only time I ever wish I still smoked weed. It's like when I'm watching, I'm halfway through Malibu Shark Attack and it's just like,
I'm in. I wish I could just
fucking smoke a blunt and watch this shitty movie because I'm stone cold fucking sober and this sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm in it.
There was a horror, like a horror TV show that they used to do all the time, and it was like always spooky sci-fi stuff, and it was always the worst acting and the worst low rent effects. And wasn't it based off Stephen King shorts? It was like an Alfred Hitchcock Presents, but it was like, goddamn, what the fuck was it called?
Fuck.
And every single one, it was always like you get caught in it because you can't not fucking watch the whole thing because you're 10 minutes into it. And because it's a Malibu Goblin Shark Attack. But then the fucking effects.
Dude,
I mean, it's just
you
like...
Watching this, it's... You don't even... It's so bad all
but
around.
Who could watch... How... I don't... They're making it and they're looking and
gauging
it against the things that they're watching and going like, we're out of our league. We can't make what we're trying to make because the people that make that make... movies. It's called Star Trek.
This fucking league is so beyond. It's like, it's so crazy. This league, the acting in this league, these people that they found are so weird looking, and they act so weird when they talk to each other. And they don't even. The lifeguards don't even. They didn't even get dudes that looked like lifeguards. Yeah.
No,
I mean, one dude's got like a ski parka on because he's so out of shape. Like, I'm the head lifeguard. Why are you wearing a Patagonia jacket in Malibu in July? I'm the boss of the place that is here, of the hut. You mean you're the lifeguard, dude? I mean,
it's
goblin sharks. I thought those were extinct. What am I watching?
It's like... Something's happened. Something bad happened.
Something
a long
bad
time ago.
Happened in 1982. Is that when we decided? I'm sorry, I cut you off. What's something?
What
say? You got bit by a tick?
Oh, I've been
that's
bit
no
by a tick.
Deal,
so
right?
I've been
so
checked
what happened?
For. No, you can get Lyme disease, and so that's the big thing that everyone's fearful of during the summer because ticks get worse during the summer, and people go hiking and bullshit and get Lyme disease. Lyme disease is something that can be pretty easily avoided. However, it does still happen. There's people that get it all the time. One of the things that can happen if you get Lyme disease is something called Lyme rage. And Lyme rage,
holy
I wouldn't
shit.
Mind laying my eyes on. It's basically when Lyme disease directly starts to affect the neurological system and basically changes.
Hey, dude, calm the fuck
mood
down.
And personality.
Okay, you all right? I'm not all right.
I got Lyme
rage. I'm angry. I have Lyme rage. You have what? Shut up.
I want to know. Anyone who's ever gotten out of work or some
just
sort of leave
tackle
of absence
the motherfucker.
On account of any sort of Lyme disease related incident.
It's all coming. It's all just be careful. Put on your life helmet because the cases of what we've spoke about and the fact that when you're in a bank, you know at least three of the dudes have like killed somebody in the line of, you know, when you're in a Bank of America, you know. Two people in there have killed somebody. The fact that one of them could also be suffering at that moment from fucking Lyme rage, you don't know what the fuck is going to happen when you leave the house.
Okay, but that...
That being said...
That being said, it feels to me like we knew that was true 3 years ago.
No, no, no.
But now it's like, it's just right on the skin.
Oh, it's...
It's so... There is such a... tiny amount that's
light that
keeping
fuse.
Us between
we'll see it. It's coming.
Is it?
Oh no.
Like
it's all burning to the ground.
Like we're calling each other. We're all going to be calling each other in the next 6 months on cell phones going like, where are you? Like we're on foot. Like we're on foot. Where are you?
Yeah.
Like
we got the doom buggies. We're all over
like,
J-Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Jonathan left for supplies on his bicycle.
Yeah, he's right.
2 days ago. We haven't seen him.
It's
like,
cool. No, it's cool. We did the bean run in July. The bean run, Seth got 700 cans of baked beans, Boston baked beans. We're going to be okay. No, we're not. It is just, it's that far away. You don't fucking know who's it's going to be to. Just right there. Like,
yep.
Boom. Once that fucking fuse gets lit, get on your doom buggy.
Yeah.
And fucking just run.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else
to
do.
Shit, man.
Put on your life helmet. All this talk of my dad my whole life, talking about buying crazy, weird properties out in the boonies, and me being like, you paranoid,
you
crazy fucking
old,
blah, blah,
you
blah.
Crazy
and I'm
old
just like, dude, did you do that?
Dude,
did
I
you
told
just talk
you,
about it, or did you actually do it? Do you own like
dude,
a...
Dude,
you have like a...
I told you 6 months ago...
You own a you, note on a piece of
we
crazy
need to fully
property?
Arm ourselves, because it's going to come to the point when fucking the zombies, when there'll be no food, and my place will look like a fucking Palisades palatial estate, that getting into the studio will be the only thing like between living and dying. I'll be fighting zombies off at the fucking door. It's we're 3 months away from that.
What? But then that means if that's true,
it's a Malibu zombie attack.
We did it. We made it.
Oh, of course we did. We didn't do it. Our stupid fucking parents did it.
Well, yeah.
We didn't do shit.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Yeah, we haven't done shit.
I was a latchkey kid. They fucking did it.
They did it.
They did it.
It's our parents' fault.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Fuck.
A writer for the Washington Post asked the city's WNBA team, the Washington Mystics, the Washington Mystics management, why during their home basketball games there was no kiss cam. Kiss cam, if you don't know this, because
no,
you're crazy. like a kiss cam is like they go around to the audience in the song. Well, I guess it's always the Cardigans song, right? Or is that the Cardigans? Cranberries?
Kiss me.
Cranberries.
Is it always that song?
I mean, it's always that way at the Staples Center, but I think it's a pretty common song like amongst kiss cams. But basically, they go to random people in the audience and put them on the Jumbotron and get them to kiss. Best shit ever.
So fucking dope, American.
That's
why the terrorists hate us, for our fucking
kiss cams. A spokeswoman for the team claims that, quote, we get a lot of kids at our games, and we didn't want fans seeing anything that could be deemed inappropriate.
Wanky. 3-2-3-1-1-1-1-2. For real.
Yeah.
I think that's disgusting.
That they don't have a kiss cam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how fresh would that be? Two like hot ladies, like, wow, this is turning into something.
Oh, you're just saying
pretty crazy here.
You're saying so. What they're saying is not
inappropriate.
Like,
you've been to a
older
WNBA
uncle
game?
Bringing his aspiring WNBA playing daughter, and it's like, oh well, we're uncle and niece. This is fine. Like, and then being like, that wasn't. You're talking about dykes being
like Peggy
dyke
and
out,
Martha,
like
give me
here,
like yeah,
like Lisa Leslie. Yeah. Like
two lumberjacks like going at it, like, honey, like,
okay.
Mommy, what is that?
I didn't realize that's what she was saying.
Yeah, they don't want
that. She should have made that a little bit more clear.
They don't want that. I could get pretty rowdy quick.
Yeah, a lot of female empowerment.
Mommy, why are those two dudes kissing? Well, first of all, honey, they're both ladies. And anyway, life is funny. You see, a mommy and a daddy, fuck it. Fuck it.
Stupid kiss cam.
Stupid kiss cam. New York Times had an article, when do they need a fig leaf? And it was about what age do you stop like letting your kid just fucking run around like totally buck naked?
2 weeks.
16 years? I don't know.
But
they had a kid, he gets home from school, he's like five. All he does, the second he gets home, he rips his clothes off, he grabs a bag of Cheetos, and he just gets on the couch. And just, they're like, whatever. Like, that was totally you.
Dude.
Freeballing it till you were... But, you know, his grandparents come over, like the mom's parents, they're like, they're mortified. Like, put fucking clothes on this kid. He's a little kid, he's five.
But
I don't know if it matters, boys and girls, but... And
I
like
was
when
definitely
over.
Butt naked until I was 5 years old.
Really?
Butt fucking naked. Dude, there's pictures of me on my Dukes of Hazzard big wheel outside of the front of my house in Los Feliz, and I am laying there in the sun, head back, and I am stark fucking naked.
Tanned.
I told you, fucking Oscar and Ralph or whatever next door to me made me sit on that red anthill because I just ran around naked all the time, and they were like, what were you going to...
I thought when Oscar and Ralph made me sit on the... Come here.
Come here.
Where are your mommy and daddy? My daddy's working. He's a television star. Shut up and get over here. I'm your daddy. Like, no,
he's going to be a television star.
He's doing it.
We live in Los Feliz right now.
That's true, because even when you were fucking...
He hasn't won an Emmy yet.
Even when the earthquake hit, your mother came out and it was the fucking three of you all in your fucking, you know, half-chony.
So you don't sleep in the nude, right?
Oh, God. Kidding me?
But isn't that... That's just fear of, like, fire, right?
Fear of, like, one time, like, rolling up into my fucking crib trying to regulate.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Fuck that.
No?
No.
It's liberating.
Is it?
Changes your dreams.
Really?
Yeah, you dream different. You dream deeper.
Really?
You dream harder.
You dream harder.
UID. Dream harder. Dream harder while in the nude. I sleep in the buff.
In the raw?
Maybe 3 or 4 nights a week.
For real, son? Wow.
I was butt fucking naked for a shit ton of my life.
So at what age do kids start need to putting on fucking clothes?
10. Pubes.
Pubes? That's outrageous.
They should.
So if your parents have a dinner party and you're like an 8-year-old kid, you're gonna like walk into the fridge like, sup, like a tiny boner, like, hey, Eric, that gay.
Dude, if you have an awesome 8-year-old kid who's totally down to just fucking commando like it while you're having a dinner party, be like, just that's my crazy ass kid, Lord.
He's and crazy.
Lord fucking does what he wants to fucking do, dude. And I'm not going to impair him.
If he wants to roll and get some palm juice out of this fridge, Buck, let him be.
At some point, you know, I mean, all it takes is an adult being like, your prick looks kind of small for that body of yours at this point. That's it. You're done. First time. It's them. They can gauge it. They will get plenty self-conscious and fucked up on their own.
So let the adults you don't need to crush your spirit.
You crush your own fucking spirit.
The adults don't do it? You do it yourself?
You do it yourself. You can do it. You will do it yourself. Your friends will do it. Your fucking peers wind up doing it. Your parents never it in the first
place. In the article, the thing was a woman had her daughters go over to a house for a play date, and when they came home, they were like, she was like, what, called the mother up, like, did you have your son have no pants off around my, you know, was not down.
Pants off, dance off around pants my daughters.
Pants off, dance off.
I think that gets into some fucking
hairball.
Sticky situation. Wow. I don't know. Pubes.
I say like 2 weeks.
As soon as they get pubes on them, you got to cover them up. No, as soon as they get pubes on them, you got to take them off.
Take them off. So
cover them up.
Fully cover
from
them.
From the gate.
Until the pubes hit, and then let it be. Go.
I don't know. No? What do you think?
I think kids, you know what I mean. I'm all fair. I think kids should have clothes on.
Just period.
Just all the time.
Suits.
Yeah.
Little suits.
I mean, I had pajamas, so I don't know.
I was crazy naked, dude.
Yeah, I had like mad pajamas. Fuck. It's a cultural thing, really. Growing up on different coasts as we did.
You know. Right coast, left coast.
Yeah, you know how it is. Yeah, we don't want to get, you know.
I definitely know that there was points in my life where I realized at that point that I was like, I'm more naked than other people.
Yeah, everyone you know, else like, seems to not be as naked as
me. Yeah, I'm not quite as, I'm more naked than these guys
are. I'm seeing so much more of my body than every other person in the world. Odd. How much skin I show.
Listen, also, a team of researchers has now recently just published this information. A study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine says that red wine will increase...
What was the name of that journal?
Journal of Sexual Medicine.
I love that journal. What's your favorite journal?
My favorite journal is...
The Journal of Sexual Medicine.
That red wine will increase a woman's sexual desire.
Merlot?
I mean, that's some pretty factual,
it's
handy sort of...
Didn't take a 5-year study for that.
Usable information. Very applicable info.
Tactile.
Fucking assholes.
Implicit.
Also, Coca-Cola is releasing a new product, a new beverage.
What?
It's a new drink called VIO, V-I-O. It's going to be a limited test run for the time being in New York. Skim milk, sparkling water, and fruit. It's like a glass at a deli after you've left. And like everyone's kind of like dumped in.
At
like,
the end of the, yeah.
It's like an egg like cream with like a there. Napkin inside of yeah. it and like a pickle.
Packet of salt.
Yeah, like, ooh.
Piece of gum.
Skim milk, sparkling water, and fruit. It comes in 4 flavors.
Thanks, Coca-Cola.
Peach mango.
Hmm.
Citrus burst.
Ugh.
Tropical colada.
Duh.
And very berry.
So stupid.
They call it a refreshing sensory experience and say that it tastes like a birthday party for a polar bear.
This fucking party. It's it What is it essential?
It's a sensual sense, a refreshing sensory experience that tastes like a birthday party for a polar bear.
It's a refreshing sensory experience.
It's
is it
kefir you know with club soda in it, and yeah, it's gross.
And it's curdled. You know what's a refreshing curdling sensory experience? Ecstasy.
Yeah.
You know what isn't? VO.
It's a bad name.
It's a terrible name for a terrible product. I'll take two in very berry. Hello, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm saying the phrase very berry. Oh, you must have your daughter with you and you're getting her a drink. No, this
she
is my
no
this
on.
Is also
She's
my
11.
Adult wife. She has no pants on.
This
like
my
11-year-old
pantsless daughter. I'd like a case of your finest
like,
bio.
I'd like
berry,
six very berries. Is that possible? Oh, you're out of tropical colada? Stop it. Stop naming shit shitty shit.
It's
and trying to make me fucking buy it. You took skim milk. You put sparkling water in it, you stupid stupids. That's not going to work. That's why you're doing a test run. If you knew it was good, you'd just fucking release it.
Like,
people would be
like, it.
This drink is great. We'll pick one small area in Buffalo and we'll... No, it doesn't work that way. Fuck.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't, right?
Mm-mm. Well, it, no.
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 If you're so unsure of your
Every
shit...
Every single thing that we've ever said, you know, currently in limited... It's the
Never
last
came.
We ever hear of it
yeah.
again.
Yeah, we picked four cities for yeah. Camel,
it's
whatever.
Mystery Doritos.
Yeah.
You call in
it's
and tell them what flavors you think
yeah.
you think.
You call
Never
in and
heard,
puke.
Like, yeah.
You call in because you're at the fucking poison control center because you ate things that shouldn't taste like things that are things. You shouldn't eat a chip that tastes like a fucking...
Cricket.
Cricket. Fuck. You have those fucking new, those Dorito crickets? They're amazing. They taste like sour cream and crickets. Yeah, they're from Doritos. They're part of the new late night menu.
It's part of the late night extreme menu.
Late night extreme menu. It's so crazy. Fucking people. Wash it down with a VO and then like call it a night.
Well, I think what it is that it's
we don't need it. Stop from All right.
Oh my God.
From now on, I have an idea.
The amount of beverages.
Have you the amount of everything? I was in Target. It took me 30 minutes to pick a fucking deodorant.
It's nuts.
There are so much fucking shit. From now on, don't make anything else.
Stop making shit.
Forever. We have everything that we have right now. August 2009. Is all we will ever need. Food, at least
yeah.
food and product-wise,
yeah.
it's all we'll ever need forever. And some of you
we
have to
all
close.
The snacks we'll ever need.
This does not need to be any more flavor combinations.
No more snacks.
No more snacks. No more deodorant. No more. That's it. Just let's just take what we have. And you know what, actually?
And I would say you could also stop intensifying things. Stop doubling...
Doubling the
twice
intensity.
Twice the amounts of things with half the yeah. amount of these and yeah. all of those. You could stop paring them down.
Well, you don't...
Because they're getting to a place where it's like... Dude, the gum, that new Trident gum, those things that come in the toilet bowls, have you seen that shit? They come in like a white canister.
Yeah, I broke my fucking tooth on one of them.
Dude, they taste like blueberry cheesecake and man cum at two different points
yeah.
in
oh,
the chewing of
delicious.
It. Like,
what is this? This sounds like, so familiar.
I'm
what
not
is this?
Kidding you. It's like they go the roller coaster that happens when you bite into this thing. It's like this
sensations?
Is so crazy. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
40 seconds later, it is a useless glob
yeah.
of like nothing.
Just
there's
a
no
hard...
flavor. There's no chewability. This doesn't have chewability.
It doesn't have
this gum
it.
Has no chewability.
Yeah. And you get pancreatic cancer.
And sweet. Yeah, and meanwhile they're getting like
and it's
four
like
four new
it's
like
$4.89 for the this is, was an awesome deal. I just spent $5, chewed a piece of gum for 30 seconds. It tasted like blueberry cheesecake and semen, and I have pancreatic cancer. Hey America, are
However,
you fucking cool?
For our vegetarians in the world, my understanding, all Skittles now gelatin free. They're no longer using ground up cow hooves in their fucking Skittles. I had a bag the other day. They have it in the thing. It says now like gelatin free. And I was like, that's awesome. My whole life from the time that I stopped
couldn't
eating
enjoy
that shit,
Skittles.
I was like, I love Skittles and I can't have them. And
I can't
have them.
Now. You can have them now.
That's it.
All right. Let's just take a fucking breath. This is yeah, dude. Things got things heated up. We had a lot to fucking cover, and we're very passionate about protecting the safety of the fucking people listening to the show. You cannot tell a friend to listen to the show if you
in good faith.
In good faith. Without, if you didn't think that the people that you were going to tell them to listen to didn't have their fucking best interest in mind.
That you were handing them over into capable capable hands.
As far as our show in New York, we probably by next week we will have by next week we will tell you the location and date, but as for now, thank you everybody that called. We have a sort of general idea and we're locking things down, so probably next week we'll give you the deets.
Yeah.
The deets would off.
Next week will be all deets about that.
Next week's episode is just going to be 60 minutes of deets.
Mad deets.
So thank you for that, and as far as any other shows we're still, but that Brooklyn show we will tell you what's going on, and I think thank you for telling people to listen. A lot of people said I've been trying to tell people, I've been talking about the show so much and they started listening, and that helps us as we try to continue doing episodes of this fucking this polyamorous
dance cast that we do.
So amazing. I listen to the most amazing poly dance cast. It's just these two dudes and another lady and they just kiss and dance and just talk about it.
Also, the place you need to go for all things UID oriented is uyaddude.com. UHHYEAHDUDE. It's uyaddude.com. And then there's two phone numbers, the voicemail 888-842-2357 and my cell phone 323-481-4422.
In the voicemails, I listen to the voicemails and they're very touching. They're dramatic. They're personal. 888-842-2357. iTunes, things are well. Different places to find the show. Thank you for listening. Please come back next week. Have a good week.
Have a good
Jonathan's
week.
Birthday is on Friday.
Is it? I thought it was Saturday.
Fucking Friday? Christ.
Is it not?
It's
I thought I had a Saturday birthday this year.
It's Friday, right? It's the 7th. Saturday is the 1st.
Friday will be the first.
Friday.
Tomorrow's the 1st and it's Friday, and so the next one will be the 7th.
Man, 27. It's amazing.
Gonna be sweet.
Is that what we decide we're going to shave 5?
You're going to shave 5.
You get to just kick it. Fuck.
I'm going to shave 4.
No, let's just be real. All right?
For once.
Let's just be real. You're going to be 32 years old.
I'm going to turn 32 years old on Friday.
I'm going to turn 36 years old in September.
It's pretty fucking crazy.
It's amazing, man. Life. It's just
so
like
pretty.
It's just like born. You come out. You're like, where am I? And then like, fuck.
And right when you figure out where you are, you're already gone.
Fuck, man. Life's a bitch and then you die. Saw it on a coffee mug. Anyway. Fucking
death and taxes.
Shit,
no,
man.
No fat chicks. Seatbelts.
Seatbelts.
Thank you. Vietnam song. I know women from Desert Storm came back to form. Missing limbs and disease in the legs and arms. Chemicals twice as strong as aging on. It's messages in the bass drum. War going on for your mind, no man safe from. It's not a Game Boy, Xbox, PlayStation. It's Resident Evil when every president's a Mason. Robbing y'all fools like Dick Grayson. If y'all are heritage roots and you don't know how to retrace them, place them back, face them facts. Disgraceful, faceless, tasteless acts. Pharaoh takes the authorities to court. Peak crime before it happens like Minority Report. And I will never be mentally defenseless. Catch me on the block, in the hood, in the trenches saying, y'all ready to ride? You ready to ride?